Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, here at Gamertag Radio, I just got to check out the new Final Fantasy VII Revelation. And once again, we have the team here from Square Enix. I would like to introduce yourself.
Okay. これ日本語でいいんだよね。
Japanese is fine.
Yeah.
はい、Final Fantasy VII Revelation Director の浜口直樹です。
Final Fantasy VII Remake Series Battle Director の遠藤照之です。
Yeah, well, first of all, congratulations. I had a great time playing the demo. Actually, I like this demo more than the previous hands-on that I had with the second game. So, yesterday was the 29th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII. I feel very old right about now. But, you know, how was it getting the old team and the new team to work on this, on the series, on this project? And how was that experience for you guys?
Was an old team and a new team?
Yeah, the both of the series, the whole of the series, yeah. FF7, yeah.
すみません、今回の試遊体験、バブさんありがとうございましたというのと、リバースの時よりも試遊が面白く楽しめたので、そこはありがとうございましたという話でした。で、今作に関して、3部作の最終作ということもあり、改めて率直な思いを聞かせいただきたいのが、FF7 という、膨大な IP が、原作の頃から携わっているスタッフもいれば、リメイクシーズンの頃から参加しているクリエイターの方もいらっしゃると思うんですけども、それら、スタッフの皆さん集結して、開発に臨んだことに対する、思いをお聞かせいただければと思います。
そうですね。まず、この3部作目が、ようやく着地が見えてきたっていうところに関しては、まだその皆さんに実際遊んでもらってるわけではないですけど、非常にいい手応えで作品が仕上がり、そうなのが見えてきてるっていうところと、今それの作品に対して皆さんが非常に興味を持って注目してくださってるっていうところに、まず一つの安心を感じています。
Yeah, so first off, I would like to, I guess, mention that considering that this is the, third and final installment of the Remake Trilogy series, we're now, about to land the plane, I guess, in a way, but so months ahead, from launch, but, with all of the global previews that we've been having so far in, Germany, Seattle, LA, we've been hearing a lot of, really good, positive, feedback and comments from the media and influencers who've attended so far. Mm-hmm. So far we are feeling pretty confident, even aside from figures like receiving all these attentions and positive comments from fans online, it's nothing but great to see so far. So
today I saw your post on X on Twitter. You said that you got to see a rainbow.
Double rainbow, right?
Now at the end of the rainbow, is it the end for you personally? Do you feel like this is the end of this chapter of just and this game, do you see yourself working on other projects, part of Final Fantasy VII, or do you think that's it for you? Personally.
これまでこのファイナルファンタジー7リメイクシリーズをどう完結させるのかとか、どう作品を作っていくのかっていう質問が多かった中、やっぱ最近すごく私が次に何を手掛けるのかっていうのを、やっぱ多くのファンの方、メディアの方がやっぱ注目してくださるようになったっていうのは、本当にまずこのシリーズがちゃんとした結果で皆さんにお届けできているからだというところに、手応えと、皆さんの感謝をまず感じています。
So I will say that as of now, me, myself, or the team don't really have a clear idea on what we will be working on beyond the FF7 Remake Trilogy. But, lately I've been receiving a lot of similar questions from media and fans in terms of what we're planning to do as a team, after the Remake series concludes. In a way, I'm really grateful that the fans have been asking those questions, because I think it speaks to the fact that we have been delivering strong titles in the Remake Trilogy so far with Remake and Reaper. So I think it shows that a lot of people are really, wondering, just be really curious about what we're going to take on next. So I'm really happy that other people are actually, want to even know about that.
まあ、yeah. で、まあ私自身本当にこのチーム、こう、今のこのファイナルファンタジー7リメイクシリーズを作ってきたチーム、まあエンドも含めてですけど、まあ本当に、こう、このチームがあったからこそ、やっぱここまで来れたっていうところあるので、まあこれが、こう、まあ次の新しいファイナルファンタジーなのか、まあもしくは全く新しい IP なのかは、まあこれから検討すればいいと思うんですけど、まあこのチームで新しくまた、こうゲーム体験ができるこうエンターテインメントのコンテンツを届けていくっていうこと自体には非常にワクワクしていますと、一方で、まあ、ファイナルファンタジー7を非常にこう応援してくださる人からはなんか FF7 から離れないでっていう声も非常にありがたく受け止めています。
You know, I would like to just give a huge shout out to my team, you know, to the Endo, who's sitting right next to me included. It really was bringing all of this together is such a, you know, a huge effort, and it took the whole team. So it really is a team effort. So the fact that we were able to, you know, just be here right now, being able to work on the third and final installment of the trilogy, and, you know, we're this is months ahead of to launch now. So I just want to, you know,just really am grateful for everyone in the team to be able to bring this all together. In terms of what's going to be the next chapter for myself and the team, it's very, very much TBD right now. It could be a new Final Fantasy title. It could be a completely new IP. That's something for us to, you know, consider about after we finish working on the Final Fantasy VII Remix series. But it's...But I am excited to, you know, what we could be working on after all of this settles. And, you know, again, I mentioned this earlier, but like we've been receiving a lot of comments from and questions from FF7 fans as well. Something along the lines of like, oh, I'm a good sign. Please don't stop working on FF7. We want you to work on FF7. And it's really nice to see that. So I'm really happy to, that the fans want me to, and me, the team, to stick around.
Which project do you recommend to me?
I honestly think I know you love the games, but also I would love to see more than just games. Maybe a series or movie or something, you know. That one of my questions was that is this going to end in a way where it will connect with Advent Children? Or no?
いやいや、それは、ずっとこう言ってるんですけど、こう我々このファイナルファンタジー7リメイクこうシリーズは、アドベントチルドレンとか、まあ、ダージオブケロベルスとか、そのクライスコアとかの設定を全部こう内包し取り込んだ新しいファイナルファンタジー7のリメイクシリーズを作ってるので、これがそのままアドベントチルドレンにこう結末がつながるかどうかはまだわからないっていう、ここはぜひゲームを体験してもらいたいです。
So I think the correct way to describe the Final Fantasy VII Remake series is that it's a very much a new iteration of Final Fantasy VII that、include certain elements of Advent Children, Crisis Core, Dirt of Cerberus, the various compilation titles that we've released previously. In terms of whether the conclusion of the Final Fantasy VII Remake series leading into Advent Children, that's something that we'd like the fans to see for themselves.
Okay, all right. I had to ask. For you, working on the battle design, how difficult was it to still maintainthe same feeling from like the old games, but also to introduce this to a new generation that have never played Final Fantasy VII before?
First of all, it's the リメイクシリーズのキャラクターのバトルの設計に関する中で、まあ、原作も含めて旧作を遊んできたファンにもその伝わるようなその要素を踏み込まないといけないというところもあったと思うんですけど、ただ一方でその FF7 これまで遊びまことのないお客様に向けて、まあ FF7 というもう新しく体験する人たちに向けて、なんですかね、その、新旧のファンに向けたそのバランスの取り方っていうところについては。
そうですね、個人的には際立ってその、新しい人とか、まあ、その、オリジナルを遊んだ人っていうところに、そこまで、その、なんていうんですか、両者に気を使ってみたいな作り方はしてなくて、まあ、どちらかというと、僕が原作遊んだ時に、マテリアシステムっていうのが、まあ、すごく楽しくて、 まあ、それを使ったこう戦略設計だったりとか、まあそういったところが非常に、このゲームの良さというかコアだと思ってたので、まあそれを中心に全てを設計すれば、オリジナル遊んだ人もそこに対してはおそらくその期待してる部分だろうし、新しく入る人も僕がその最初にオリジナル版を遊んだ時の感動っていうのをそのまま味わってもらえるので、まあそういったところを、フックに作っていけば、特にその辺は問題ないかなとは思ってました。
So I think the way I approached to what the combat design is that I didn't really have a specific mindset of like, oh, I should include this so that it appeals to the original fans. Oh, I should include this so that it, you know, the new players will be able to, have a better experience with the battle. It was a little different way. So the way I think with the combat system of FF7 is that the material system is really the core essence of what makes the battle in Final Fantasy VII. I really wanted that as a strong central pillar in the remake series as well. It really defines the strategical element of the game's combat. And so it was a matter of like how I can build from there. So the reason why I thought about that was because it's just so effective even today. So for the original fans, obviously they don't really appreciate the material system, making an appearance in the remake series as well. But even for the new players who haven't had the chance to experience Final Fantasy VII before the remake series, I really thought that it did something that they would appreciate as well. So it was really about, just retaining that core essence so that it appeals to both generations of fans.
What were the things that you have learned from the previous project, feedback from the fans? One of the things that I realized the last game, I feel like it was like a lot of things to do. And playing the demo, it felt that way, but it doesn't feel like you have to do it. Like it's more of like optional. And I believe this one is bigger than the previous game too. So what other things have you learned from the fans? And also, why was it important to make this version, part three, even bigger than the previous one too?
まあ、リバースに対するフィードバック、まあ、ユーザーからのフィードバックの中で一番多かったのは、やっぱりそのコンテンツの型っていうところだと思うんですけれども、ただやっぱり今回の CU を遊んでみた限り、そのコンテンツが、豊富さっていうのはあんまりやっぱちょっと変わってないように感じていて、まあただ一方でそのよりその、遊ぶのはそのまあオプショナル任意であるというふうにするっていうことを、まあ伝える工夫っていうのも感じてはいるんですけど、まあ、リバースの発売時にまあユーザーさんからそういったフィードバックが多く上がった中で、今作リベレーションではそのコンテンツの量っていうところに対するとりあえず方針を変えなかったっていうところに対するその理由をください。
そうですね。そこはやっぱまず明確な意思があります。
Yeah, so, and to give a short answer, we had a very, clear and strong idea and to why we didn't, take a different approach.
例えば、その、ゲームの、こう、ストーリーだったりとか、このゲームとしての、こう、ゲームデザインの骨格とは何かみたいなところっていうのは、やっぱり創作性のところだと思うので、やっぱりユーザーの意見を聞いて変えるべきところではないと思ってるんですね。
This applies to all of the central elements of game designing, but when you look at the story as well, these essences, like foundations and the frameworks of what makes a design, it really defines the creativity of the title itself. So we have a strong idea that it's not something that should be like chain.
なんで、このゲームは当然ターンベースではないですし、やっぱアクション RPG です。で、リメイクリバースリベレーションに関してはストーリードリブンではなくてオープンワールドな多様なコンテンツがあるゲームですっていうのを目指しているので、そこはそもそ もうゲーム設計の話なので、多分ユーザーに対しての好みはあるかもしれないですけど、それはユーザーの意見を聞いて変えるっていうのはむしろこのタイトルに対してやっぱ失礼なことだと思うので、そこはまずブレませんと。
So, first off, the FF7 remake series is not turn-based. It's an action RPG. Same idea applies to Rebirth and Revelation. It's not a story-driven game. It's more of an open-world exploration. This is, again, a fundamental idea that we had from early stages of development. So switching that up and turning that into like a different direction of the game didn't feel like we were doing justice to the games.
ただすごくいいこと言ってくださってて、ただ、 それそのゲームデザインのコンセプトでを貫くけど、ユーザーの皆さんに遊びやすくしてもらう努力っていうのは必ず我々はしないといけないと思ってて、そこはやっぱりユーザーの声もしっかり聞いていかないといけないと思ってて、そういう観点で今回コンテンツは多様にしてるけど、リバースよりよりユーザーが選択しやすくしているし、遊びやすくしてるっていうところをやっていて、そこを感じてもらえたっていうのはまず私としては非常に最も嬉しい言葉でした。
But I'm really glad you actually brought this question because we actually did listen into the feedback that we received from players after the launch of Rebirth. And again, as you mentioned, the biggest one is that there is a lot to do. Mm-hmm. But hearing that feedback didn't really mean to us that, oh, we should, put less into Revelation. It was really a matter of like, how can we make it easier for the players to like parse through all of these content? So one mm-hmm. of the answers of that was to make it easier or to make it more intuitive for players and to let them know, to let them understand that some of these contents are purely optional. Mm-hmm. It's not required to progress through the main story of the game and to complete the game. So yes, there are some efforts that we made to kind of make that more conveyed more clearly to the players within the game of Revelation. So I'm really glad that you have those.
Awesome. Let's go with the names of the series. So it's Remake, Rebirth, Revelation. Was that always the names from the beginning once you guys started working on this project? And why those were the perfect name for those titles? Remake, Rebirth, and Revelation.
リメイク、リバース、リベレーションという名前は、リメイクプロジェクト、発足当初から3部作の名前を超えていきましょうと決まっていたんか。で、2つ目の質問が、なぜそのそれぞれのタイトル、これが一番良いタイトルかと。
そうですね、まず、タイトル名に関しては、このプロジェクト、このプロジェクトが始まったときには、3部作にするっていうことは決まっていましたけど、タイトル名に関しては決まっていません。
So, what I can say is that when we first, kicked off the Remake Trilogy project, mm-hmm. we had a very clear idea. We knew that it was going to be a trilogy project, but we didn't know what the titles were.
Oh, okay.
で、なぜ RE で全部始まっているのかっていうのは、最初にリメイクっていうのをつけたからっていうのはあるんですけど、結構こうプロモーションの観点でいろいろこう RE とかでこういろんなこう、ソーシャルメディアもそうですし、いろんなこうものがこうフォーマットがこう1作2作3作という流れでこう固まってきて、なんかその RE からずれてしまうことが誰もこう我々にとって得をしなくなったので、RE の縛りがついたというのはどちらかというと近年のプロモーションの効率性を考えたときにというのはあります。
So why, or the reason why we, decided to go with all words that start with RE.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the first reason is that because it's a remake and we gave, the word remake to the first entry. So that was one of the reasons why. But secondly, when we thought about how we would, promote the game beyond the launch of the first game remake, we figured we wanted to give some sort of a consistency to it. It would make it easier from like a social media perspective as well. So, that it kind of became a rule for us to, give a title that starts with the letters R.
で、ちょっと面白いのが話があって、この、ファイナルファンタジー7のサブタイトルっていうのはもう3作揃って私は野村哲也にこうつけてもらうっていうのをこう決めていますと。で、結構もう後半ギリギリにいつもこう発表ギリギリにつけるんですね、決めてもらうんですけど、なので、その私必ずこの作品をこうこのシリーズで説明するときって、1作目はリユニオンだし、2作目はボーンズかな、絆だし、3作目はリゾルブっていうふうにこう必ず言うんですけど、それはチームに対して、私自身に対して、もうプロジェクト開始からこう提示するゲームのコンセプトのキーワードなんですね。なので、開発としてはこのキーワードで動いていて、最後はやっぱりこう原作のこうクリエイティブディレクターでもある野村哲也に、このタイトルに作品にふさわしい RE で始まるものを、彼に決めてもらうっていうのが、このシリーズ通しての、こうフォーマットとしてやっています。
So to give a bit more context on how these names get decided within the team, so the subtitles, so Remake, Rebirth, and Revelation. Tetsuya Nomura, our creative director, who, as you may already know, goes to work on the original Final Fantasy VII, gets to have the final call on that. So usually the way it works is that we would have a core theme or concept that would define the game as a keyword. So for Remake, the keyword was reunion. For Rebirth, it was bonds. And for Revelation, it's resolve. So we do have these core, again, keywords that would define the theme of the game and the story of it. And we would explain that to Nomura-san, to Tetsuya Nomura, each time we work on the title. But he ends up taking a lot of time. But most of the time, so we don't get to, we don't really land on the final title like until like a very last moment of it. So Revelation was the same case as well. So yeah, we would just bring these themes and concepts with the Renaissance, and he gets to have a final call on what the title is going to be. And yes, we do ask him, like, can you come up with a name? That's what RE. So, yeah, that's okay.
That's cool. How challenging was it to work on this game on so many different platforms, especially on the Switch 2? Like, I was so impressed with that version. How challenging was it for you guys personally to work on those titles for those platforms?
まあ、スプラットフォーム同発ということで、特にあのスイッチ2への、なんですかね、あのオプティマイゼーションとかのそういうところが結構難しかったんじゃないかなと思うんですけれども、その今作マルチプラットフォーム同発にすることに対するあの開発面での難しさという点はありましたね。
そうですね、まあ、まだロンチ迎えてるわけではないので、今開発チームがこう Nintendo Switch 2に向けても最適化をやっている最中なので、こう簡単でしたとは言えないですけど、ただ、やっぱりリメイク、リバース、まあ、特にリバースのこうスイッチ2のこう最適化をやりきれたことっていうのは、本当、チームにとって非常に自信につながったっていうのはまずあります。
So, right now, the development team is working very hard to optimize the Switch 2 version right now. So in that sense, I definitely can't say that it was an easy feat. It is very much a difficult task for all of us as a team. But I will say that having the experience of releasing the Switch 2 port for both Remake Integrate and FF7 Rebirth, that was a huge help for us as a team, because we were able to just gather that knowledge and experience required for its multi-platform release on Revelation. So that really helped us build confidence for that.
でまあ、あと私自身もそうですし、多分ファンの皆さんもそうなんだと思うんですけど、やっぱマルチプラットフォームにしてスペックの低いものが入ることによって、それによってこう実際我々が作ろうとしているゲーム性、ゲームデザインがなんかこう制約されてしまわないかみたいなところっていう風に考えちゃう人ってやっぱいると思うんですけど、やっぱ私自身もそれはやっぱこのシリーズに対してやりたくなくて、なので基本的にこう開発チームには、まあ、PC だったり我々比較的プレイステーションで開発こう長くやってきたので、プレイステーションベースで開発をしてもらって、それでこうできたゲームデザインをいかにあとはこう異色のチームが私 の, スタジオにいるので、まあ、彼らがいかにあとはそれをどうやって Nintendo Switch 2とか Steam Deck のようなスペックのものでもこう動かせれるように、まあ、アセットレベルの最適化もそうですし、コーディングレベルの最適化もそうなんですけど、それをどうあとは頑張るかっていうのをひたすら彼らが考えていて、まあ、ただやっぱり リバースをしっかりやりきれたことで、彼ら的にそのチームもやっぱ手応えがあって、ここまでこういう、こう、オプティマイズをかければ、リベレーションであっても、ニンテンドースイッチ2で、同等のゲーム体験が提供できるなっていう、こう、手応えがあるので、まあ、今、彼らがそこを一生懸命、最適化をやっているという感じです。まあ、我々としても、せっかくやっぱマルチプラットフォームで、こう、全世界同時に多くの方々に、このリベレーションを遊んでもらえる、こう、タイミングになるので、本当に幅広いハードウェアを、に対してしっかりとこう安定して遊べるものを提供したいというふうに思ってますし、まあ、しっかりそこに対して の, 努力はしていきます。
You know, and whenever the multi-platform discussion comes up, a lot of people point out the fact that, because of the fact that there's going to be a lower, spec hardware included, some people might think that, certain, versions will have, lower specs, lower resolutions, or lower, just lower quality all in general. But, obviously we don't want that we don't want our fans and players to experience, especially to for those who still choose to play with those hardwares. Mm-hmm. But the way it works in our development team is that we have a specific team designated to work on porting of the games into different hardwares or different platforms. So most of the development is usually done either on the PC or the PS5, because that's usually the one we have the most experience with. And the way it works is that the porting team will then start working on the optimization of the Nintendo Switch 2 platform. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the reverse discussion, but because of the fact that we were able to successfully work on a ported version of Remake and Rebirth, especially with Rebirth, because it was even bigger title than Remake and Integrate, where we have the multi-world elements. The experience to go through the development and the porting process of that really gave a better understanding for the porting team to know what needs to be done to deliver a satisfying game experience for the Switch 2 players. So, mm-hmm. What needs to be done in terms of the assets, what needs to be done in terms of the coding, they really know what to do now. So, in terms of that, I think we are, pretty confident with how the Switch 2 version is going to look out for for FF7 Revelation. And trying to deliver this game for players of all platforms on day one globally is a really important task for us, or all the team is continuing to work hard on delivering all the multi-platform versions.
Well, what are the things that you guys personally have learned while working on this project, for you personally?
Mm-hmm.
The trilogy in general, yeah.
それぞれあれですけど、私の中で一番大きな学びは、やっぱ今非常に、こう、AAA の、こう大規模な開発をすることが、こう、難しくなってきている世の中で、まあ、環境の中で、こう、我々自身がそのゲームを作る、こう、開発チームっていうのが、こう、しっかりとこう構築できたっていうのが、もう私にとっても学びでもあり財産でもあると思っていて、なので私自身はこのやっぱりこうリメイク、一番最初の質問にもなりますけど、このリメイクシリーズが完結した後にさらにまた我々のチームでものづくりをするこうことに対してのこうワクワクというかこう楽しみというのが非常にあるので、ここで途切れずに、まあ、さらにまたこう次のこう作品につなげていくことが、まあ、私にとって本当に楽しみではあります。
Mm. I guess the biggest learning I had working on this entire remake trilogy series is that when you look at the current gaming landscape, it's becoming harder and harder to develop and release AAA game or just large scale games in general. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we were able to stick together as a team and release not just one but three AAA game titles in a short span of like 10 plus years, and it's again being able to do that, finding out that I was able to do that with this team was big learning, but also something that I really treasure. I just really think about that right now. As I mentioned earlier, like what lies ahead of the remake trilogy series, that's we're not sure yet, but I am at the same time very much excited to think about all the possibilities that can be done by working, by continuing to work with this incredible team.
そうですね。僕としては、ゲームって、自分の設計意図だったり考え方とかを、コンピューターの言語に、翻訳するというか、移し替えて、それをまた今度ユーザーの皆さんが受け取って遊んでどう感じるかみたいな、割とこう、ちょっと間接的というか、コミュニケーションがどう伝わるかっていうのはすごく不明瞭なものだと思ってて、そこはすごくゲーム作りって難しいんですけど、今回その三部作っていうのをものすごくスピーディーにやれたおかげで、こう自分の考えた意図がどういうふうに受け取られるかとか、どういう遊ばれ方をするかっていうのはかなりハイペースで体験できて、自分のそのゲーム設計がどの程度こう通用するのかとか、どこは間違ってるのかっていうのを一つのクリエイターとしてものすごく成長させられた、10年だったんで、それがもう今後のゲーム制作において僕にとってはすごく財産になったと思います。
Similarly, this is a learning as well, something that I really deeply value and treasure. But game design or working on game development, by definition, it is a bit hard to like see how your product or how your ideas gets received by the fans and players. So the way it works is that, you know, you try to materialize the ideas and concepts you have in your head and try to like code that into a PC, release that as a product, and you have to kind of wait until how the players see and how they feel about it, how they played it, how they thought about it. And that's especially the case when you're just working on something as that doesn't receive any sequels. With the remakes of series, I was able to put myself in an environment where we would create and develop and release three AAA titles in a span of 10 years. I was able to see like almost a live reaction from fans to, you know, really understand what worked well, but also what went wrong in terms of like the ideas that I had inputted into the game. So, you know, putting myself in that environment, it really took me a step above in terms of who I wanted to be in terms of game developer. So as a creator and as a developer, I think it really gave me an incredible amount of growth that's probably not, you know, replaceable. So I'm just really appreciate everything that I had, that appreciate everything working on this.
Man, 10 years is a long time. So what what inspired you to continue to work on this during the past 10 years? What was it that helped you personally for you and the team? Because I know there were some very difficult times, right? But during the good times, what was it that inspired you guys to continue?
10年ってやっぱりすごい長い時間だと思うんですけど、その中でもちろんやっぱりその大変な時期とかもあったと思います。で、そういった苦しい時期もあった中で、この10年間絶対にやり遂げるぞ、やりきるぞって思わせたものというのは何だったんでしょうか？
まずまあ、10年確かに振り返ると長い、口で言うと長いんですけど、実際やって今もうすぐ走り切るのを考えたときに、結構あっという間だった感じがまずあるんですよ。
So when you say it out loud, 10 years is a very long time.
Yes.
As I'm sitting here right now, and you know, we're months ahead, 1 month away from the launch of the final installment of the trilogy of Seven Revelations. When I look back at it, it almost feels like it just went by really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. まあ、大変な時もあったかもしれませんがっていう話ですけど、ずっと大変です。
And I think the way you phrased your question was there were some, you know, hard times, but I wouldn't say that there were some hard times, like all of that 10 years was hard.
ただ、やっぱり私自身、こう、すごくやっぱ自分自身が支えられたのは、まあ、ファンの皆さん、まあ、メディアの皆さんが、本当にこのブランド、このシリーズを、なんか、ちゃんとした作品としてこう完成させてほしいってい こう応援というか、すごいそうずっと常にやっぱこのタイトルに興味を持ってくださってる人たちがいるっていうことが、やっぱ我々クリエイターにとって最大のモチベーションになって、でそれがやっぱりこう我々のチーム、本当にこうこの10年間ほとんど人がこう大きく抜けることもなく一緒のメンバーと本当に走り来れたっていうところは、やっぱりそういうクリエイターとして多くのこうファンの方々にこう注目してくださるとか興味持ってくださるとか、まあ、やっぱ待ってくださるっていう環境でものづくりできるってことは、まあ、本当にありがたい環境なんだろうな。そこが本当に支えになって走ってこれたっていう。で、だからこそやっぱ常にやっぱお客さんのこう反応とか声を見続けてましたので、まあ、そういう意味でやっぱ忙しくもあり、こうなんか本当にあっという間にこう走り切り、まだ終わってないですよ、終わってないですけど走り切るんだろうなっていう感覚がずっとあります。
But yeah, so you know, these past 10 years, you know, I had the opportunity to speak with a lot of the fans and players from the community as well as media and influencers like yourself, but almost every single time, the thing that I just recognize as that is how much of a beloved franchise and IP that the Final Fantasy VII series is. And being able to recognize that just numerous times over 10 years has really put me in this position where I'm, you know, just realize that I'm just so lucky to be able to work on this and to be, keep a, being able to like deliver something that's so loved by people around the world. And, you know, in addition to that, again, I'm just really grateful that I was able to do all this with my incredible team as well. It's, you know, we're still not quite finished yet. We're still working hard on the development of Revelation. So there's still some work left to do. But again, the majority of the past 10 years, you know, I didn't do this all this myself. It was a team effort. So I'm just really grateful that the core development staff never, you know, left the team. This past 10 years, we were able to just stick together into one big group, a team, being able to do all of that together for the past 10 years. Just really grateful for that. Again, still some work left to do. So we're still probably going to be a bit more busy for several more months. But just excited to do all.
Almost there. yes. You know, I remember playing the first game in the 90s. I remember playing on the demo. It completely changed my life playing that, right? I know there's a whole generation, they're probably going to feel the same way playing the series also. 20 years from now, what is it you want people to remember about this project for you guys?
20年前に私自身が原作の FSFをあの参加時にもう本当に人生観を変えるぐらいの衝撃を受けたゲームだったんですけれども、やっぱり20、今から20年後の、まあ、プレイヤーさんたちにもそういう思いでリメイクシリーズを振り返ってほしいというふうに思ったりはしています。そうですね、あの、もともとやっぱこのシリーズ、そのちょうどPAXでも、あの、ウエストでも、あの、こう、語ったんですけど、やっぱり、このシリーズをさらにまた20年、30年伝説のシリーズであるっていうのを語り続けるためにやっぱこのプロジェクトはこう始まっているので、あの、その覚悟で、はい、やってますし、まあ、これ、おそらくですけど、こう何かこのぐらい偉大な過去のこう非常にファンベースの多いタイトルをこの規模で再創作するようなプロジェクトは今後世の中で出てこないんじゃないかなぐらい、あの、極めて大変なプロジェクトだと思うので、あの、まあ、そういう意味では、あの、本当にこう、この先、このゲーム業界含めた、まあ、エンターテイメントの業界に、まあ、ちゃんとしたこう、リメイク、一つのリメイク作品の形というし、として、残り続ける作品となるんじゃないかなという手応えがあります。
Yeah, I kind of spoke about this in PAX West last week too, but it definitely is one of our goals to make sure that we, you know, deliver something that that gets looked back at with such love and support, like the way that you just did for the original Final Fantasy, and for the next 20 years and the next 30 years, we definitely want the legacy to live on until then, at least. but you know, remaking a game title as, you know, as beloved as FF7, you know, was something as such a large fan base of FF7, and remaking that with this scope and scale into this trilogy format, I'm not sure if, you know, some we might be able to see that again anytime soon. So even in that regard, I think it's, I totally do want to, the FF7 remake series to leave a lasting impression for players and fans. Again, with the next 20 years, the next 30 years, you definitely want the legacy to live on. So,
yeah. My last question: what are you gonna do next now? Now that that it's almost over, it's getting close. Do you see yourself continue working on another project or long vacation?
できればチーム全体ロングバケーション入れてあげたいんですけど、今我々これ完全に私の責任なんですけど、やっぱりこうサマーゲームフェスでタイトル発表後にやっぱりものすごくこうファンの方、メディアの方からこのシリーズが終わってしまうのも含めて DLC 作ってほしい、DLC 作ってほしいっていう声が、やっぱすごく多くて、私もまあ、皆さんの声が大きければ検討しますって言ったがゆえに、もうチームに DLC2 つ作るって、宣言をして、もう今、それの準備もこう進めているので、残念ながら、まず DLC までは走り切らないといけないので、あと1年はみんなに走り切ってもらった上でもしかしたらその後バケーションできるかもしれないです。
So I will preface by saying that this is completely my fault. But when we first did our major reveal of the title at SGF this year in June, we saw a lot of comments and feedback from both fans and media alike saying that we're going to have new DLCs. And back then I said, if there's a, a demand for it, then yeah, we'll certainly consider. And the questions just kept coming with the DLC. So we ultimately decided to release two story DLCs for FF7 Revelation. So as much as I would like to give a long vacation to my team members, I might have to ask them to work hard for another 1 year until we can finish, developing the DLC. So, yes, just a bit more for my team.
Yeah. 一個すごい、これ開発的な話になっちゃうんですけど、結構我々だけじゃなくて多分各デベロッパーもそうなんですけど、開発ってこの最後こう QA をこう Q&A をこうかけながら作品を安定していってマスターテストをするんですけど、この最中にどんどんマスターテストに近づいてくれば近づいてくるほど開発チーム全体のこう作業タスクって減ってくるんですね。なんでこう比較的こうそのタイミングに休みを入れたり、もしくはこう自分で完成したものを投資プレイしたりみたいな人が増えてくるんですけど、今回はそのもう終わりがどんどん近づいてきたら、そこになんとか DLC の作業を入れてなるべく早くみんなに DLC を届けるんだっていうことを今チームに言って、チーム全員が絶望しています。
So to give you a bit more context to tell you what it's like on the development side right now. So this doesn't just apply to our titles, but in general, when game development nears the finish line, what we do is we usually go into the QA process to be able to prepare ourselves to submit the master off. So what we do is that a lot of team members, they just start playing the game from top to bottom to ensure that there aren't any bugs or issues that we can address before the game releases. So when we're in that phase, typically there is less work to do compared to the most busiest timing of development, because again, most of the work is already finished. We're just doing reviews at this point. But and that's kind of what we are with Revelation at that point. So when I had to deliver the news to our development team that we're creating two DLCs, the team members were kind of in despair after when they realized that the additional amount of work that they had to do.
I want to mention something real quick. So I have a friend that all he plays is Final Fantasy VII, the original. And I remember when this was announced that it was coming back, he was very excited. He usually doesn't play a lot of games. That's like the only thing he plays. He loves the series. So I think you guys did a pretty good job on still have like the original fans from back then. They also will love from this one too. And also the new generation that people are playing Final Fantasy VII for the first time and they love it too. So congrats to you guys, to you and the team. I think you guys did a pretty good job and I can't wait to play Revelation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
なんか一人友人の方がいらっしゃって、なんか結構まあ、どちらかといえば原作至上主義に近い考え方の方だったんですけど、まあ、リメイクを触ってみたところ、本当に面白かったっていう、感想だったそうなんで、まあ、とにかくやっぱりその、今作、今作に限らずリメイクシリーズ全体、97年にリリースされた原作をすごい好きだった人もそうですし、今回新しくリレースでやってくれることになる、本当若いプレイヤーさんの方々がすごく楽しい、でもらえているゲームだなっていうのがすごく伝わっているので、改めてそのリベレーションの発表と発売おめでとうございますというメッセージ。
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.